Blog Talk Radio.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I had this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I had this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist, capitalist scumbucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room and this little screen comes down and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film, and it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before
that looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll,
and then the screen goes up and the lights come up and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Get the state in the absence of an injured party. Not the kind of freedom that flies the military's admiralty flag in its courtrooms and sends you to prison for failing to worship its symbols. Not the kind of freedom that sends you to prison for refusing to enter the bar. No, sir. Our colleagues have been willing to stand, fight for, and die for human freedom. That kind of freedom that classifies its own people as legal fiction entities in their books and records, distinct and apart from the living man and mocking his or her name. Not the kind of freedom that classifies you as terrorists under Section 802 of the Patriot Act, by reclassifying you as a special class of legal fiction subject known as a U.S. person. Not the kind of freedom that forces you to confess to being a United States person simply to be permitted to place your money in safekeeping at a bank. Not the kind of freedom that has incarcerated millions of people and a greater percentage of the population than any nation on earth. Not the kind of freedom that supports banking institutions whose own books demonstrate that you are the source of the funds you purportedly borrow from them when you sign the promissory note. They deposit it on their books as an asset. They loan you back their own funds. They understand their own regulation state. They are not permitted to loan funds from their deposits nor loan their own credit. And then they hide the journals, and the judges are complicit in not enforcing them or forcing them to bring forth those journals into court. Not the kind of freedom that sends your tax dollars to foreign money predators to fund your own enslavement. Not the kind of freedom that condemns you to the secret life of being a tenant on your own land according to your own deed, and that sends elderly, blind people, infirm people, helpless people to jail at the request of the banking institutions of this country. No, my friends, not the kind of freedom that secretly replaced law with equity in 1933 without a whimper from the federal judges. Not the kind of freedom that requires state permission to be married in the form of a marriage license, state permission to travel in the form of a driver's license, state permission to conduct business, your occupation, bring food and money home to your family by requiring you to sign up as a legal fiction subject class citizen on a business license subject to their rules and regulations. Clearly, the United States Federal Corporation has not changed its ways since my offer of 3 or 4 years earlier. And through its own actions, through its own arrogance, and through its own ignorance of its own history, they have cast the die. The sovereign people are back, and we are coming for you. We will be re-inhabiting the original, de jure, lawful, notice I didn't say legal, lawful and proper institutions of governance that have been preempted by illegitimate incorporation, and we will do it all in the next few months, lawfully, peacefully, quickly, quietly, nonviolently. The era of corporate servitude is over. And all we need to make it happen is a handful of you in every state to stand up and be reckoned with. And we will do all of this, folks, relying upon the one thing that the United States rarely demonstrates, the one essential ingredient of this process, forgiveness in our hearts. We will follow the lead of Mandela and Gandhi and Martin Luther King, and we will welcome each and every man and woman who has blood on their hands back into the good graces of mankind in honor and service to our Father, because judgment is reserved to him. And we will do that upon their repenting their crimes against mankind. That's all we ask. We will not seek retribution. We will not take actions that cause unrest, disturb the peace, disorder, or provoke violence. However, and take note, we will not tolerate trespass on the de jure institutions of government when they are re-inhabited any longer. You only get one chance at repentance and forgiveness. And I tell you this, friends, in my many discussions with many people over the years, I know for a fact that we will not be alone. Thousands of public servants have been quietly awaiting the moment when the sovereign people awaken and reclaim their birthright to dominion over all the earth. They will be our partners. They understand we are coming to rescue them as well. We are coming to rescue their children and their grandchildren and their posterity as well as ours, because the posterity belongs to all of us, to you, to me, to everyone in America. And it must, and it will, be restored if we are to fulfill our destiny, our grand destiny, the destiny that we have been charged with by high-ranking members of the military, by others around the globe, and all the eyes are upon us, the destiny to avert the rapid march to World War III that is being orchestrated by global powers so they can cull the herd and fulfill their taste for blood and human sacrifice. And we will succeed. The era of the Cylons is over, and we can put fire into that proclamation. You are an army of Neos. You have been awakened. There is no turning back. And we, the people, declare it to be so. Folks, about a year ago, high-ranking members of the military, as I've mentioned before, made us a truly remarkable offer. If we would undertake certain specific steps, they will recognize our lawful authority as the one true only de jure government of the people, and they will follow our orders. They are tired of taking dangerous orders, or orders that bring their colleagues and friends and their military family into harm's way around the world for reasons they are aware are to enrich the pocketbooks of the banking cartel terrorist families of the planet. They are tired of taking orders from a corporate CEO who has no legitimate place in governing the United States of America. And I don't mean the United States Federal Corporation. I mean the United States of America, united under the sovereign people. So we took that challenge, and we crafted most carefully and meticulously the Restore America Plan, which will accomplish all of our goals quickly, calmly, gently, and without bloodshed, violence, retribution, or civil war, with no malice in our hearts or in our actions for anyone. And the strategy of the plan, our actions and deeds, our orders, warrants, and proclamations are all designed by everybody. Joseph Gibson.
A little clip from yesterday there as how close we came to restoring our republic, and every time that I just feel like it gets close or we can make a step forward, they knock us backwards. That was from a long time ago, actually. That was back when people heard me talk about it, where we sat down with the military and many, 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 many different corporate actors and people who are supposedly in charge and people who don't want to be in charge anymore and people who are traitors to them, who have their plans and revealed their plans of their new world order and their agendas through to us, and what they were going to do. A lot of these things happened and didn't happen. We were talking the other night on the Statesman Show, American Statesman Show, about the Agenda 21, you know, and that was one of the things that was on the table also that was revealed. You know, many of these things, these new, there are people out there that hate you. They want to control you. They want to corral you. And it's not the congressman. It's not the U.S. senator. It's not them. It's other people that are way up there that don't come to the board meetings, are not on the television screen. Their names are not known. These are evil people, these families, these rich Saudi Arabian, Jordanian, Pope, Zionist, these people, there's groups of them, and they run the world. Human trafficking, smuggling children, women, men, everything, little boys. Slavery. Over 39 million people known to be enslaved today around the planet. That's known. When you want to talk about the estimated undocumented that we don't know of, probably 100, 200 million enslaved. I'm not talking about having working at for minimum wage at McDonald's. I'm talking about slavery. They're servants, raped, drugged, kicked around, murdered, thrown in a pit, gone. No name, probably given a number. We heard they're giving chips now. You know, so this is happening. This is happening all around the world, and the United States is the gateway to a lot of it, especially through the pornography scene. They're preparing World War III. They have been for years. They're going to get it one day. If we sleep one wink too long, they'll get it. A lot of this stuff has not happened because it's not true, because it's a conspiracy theory, because people like me and others out there are talking against it, waking people up, exposing it. It's whistleblowers, being their own little heroes in their own little world. Those are the people that are stopping the New World Order's advancement. Everybody out there who is involved one way or another in the system today, the corrupt system, that's doing the right thing, speaking out against it, that's trying their best to fight and resist it, you are the heroes. You are the people that are stopping this from happening, this total control. But we've been losing for so long now. We're losing the American Republic. The United States is almost done, if it's not done already. Goose is cooked. They have total control. They control our elections. They control everything. Everything we see, we know all this already. We don't have to go over it. The movies, the entertainment, the clothing, the educational system. Oh, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And the people who participate in this, whether they know or not, are just complicit. Their complicity is their conviction. They are guilty. They are enemies of the Republic, and they must be called out as such. Whether they're your friends, your family, your mother and father, your brothers and sisters, whoever they may be, they are enemies if they cooperate with this system and they buy into it and they believe it to be true and they love it and they adore it and they judge upon it. No. No. Didn't everything, believe nothing, and always stand up for everything that you think is right. Remember that. There are people that are in this, that have been in this fight longer than me, that are more dedicated. They're really working in the trenches, putting their lives on the line every single day. You don't understand the battles that are being fought out there. You may see what's going on puppet TV or reading it in the newspapers or may know some other things, some of you, but that's just tip of the iceberg. That's nothing. Everyone wants to talk about Donald Trump. That's the big stage right now. But that's not really what's happening, who's pulling the plugs and cords and strings. We know who they are. They're very well protected, too. And it's hard to get to these people. It's hard to even talk to them. It's hard to even know who a lot of the players' names change so often. They whack Epstein. You don't think somebody took his place? His place was taken long before they even got to him. Epstein Island. They got dozens of islands. Come on. We got one called the White House, all right? I mean, they found cocaine there, didn't they? That slipped up. They slipped up on that one. Imagine what else is in the basement in the little rooms and closets. Pull the curtain back. It's like the Wizard of Oz. And, whoa! What the hell we got here? Stop him! Throw him in the dungeon! Get rid of him! You know, he saw it. What was that movie, The Devil's Advocate? There, where Keanu Reeves there, he's talking to the lawyer, and he opens up the door, and they're all shredding newspapers. I mean, shredding papers. I mean, they're all working. You know, that's what it's like. That's what they're doing. Look what they did to me. Little old tiny me. I won the election last night. I said I won. Thousands of votes. 20 minutes later, boom, I lost by thousands of votes. Green check. I had butter on my fingers, trying to get my phone to take a snapshot of the screen. You know, I was like, wait, I can't believe they're doing this crap. I think they pulled that. I should have known better when they started the Nazi crap. And they were going to refuse to recognize me. They were going to refuse to seat me. When they said that, you know they already told. They already called, made some phone calls. You're not letting this guy in. You fix those polls. You fix those machines. You make sure he does not get the votes. Well, sir, what if he got electors and what if he got people watching? I don't care. You make sure that guy don't get in there. He's talking about restoring the Republic. He's talking about, listen, we cannot slow this down. He'll put a stop to this in his county. No. It'll spread like wildfire for him. We can't allow it. I can hear the conversation now. He got off. He got away at court that day. And he wanted to get me that day. You know? They have to be careful. It's not that cut and dry. You got to be careful. You can't, quit me that easy. You know, you got to be smart about things. This is 1929 where they could throw a blanket over my head, throw me in the back of a car, and make me disappear. You know, everything gets found out now. They have cameras everywhere, DNA, everything, you know? You got to do things smart. They're smarter now. They're quicker. And they know how to agitate a situation. They know how to brainwash people. They use information war against us. And people are awake. They know what's going on. Sometimes I wonder about some of the people that are calling into this show. Sometimes I wonder about the things that are said. But for the most part, I think everybody's awake. 657-383-0616. Anybody wants to comment or got any questions for me, you can. Be more than happy to chime in. I see a few people already up on the board here, so let's go. I'm just going to unmute everybody, but I'll start with 503. You get to go first. So let's unmute everybody here. 503, private caller. And I don't think I got any trolls here. They're going to make stupid noises. Private caller, and then 214. Go ahead, 503, you're first.
Hey there, Joe. It's your lucid libertarian friend here. And
I thought I
hear
recognized the phone number.
I spread the word when I was seeing some of these anomalies with the election results. I'm like, if this isn't blatant rigging, I mean, we thought it only that they would only concentrate on the high-level elections. You know what I mean? But no, they're going. It was so obvious with just your district in North Carolina, one little fucking seemingly insignificant district in North Carolina, that they're going after that too. And this is just a precursor for what we're going to see. Like, keep your eyes out. That's my warning.
Yeah.
What happened with you was like, I mean, all night. They were, you know, other than, like, first they said you were winning, and then they flipped it to
and then
Purcell or whatever
what,
his fucking name is.
53%,
and then,
for Purtle.
And I'm looking at it, and it's like 9 o'clock at night my time, and they were still saying that 99% of the votes that you did not have a single vote. They were not reporting on you at all. You know, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is what we're going to see. So everybody has to pay attention to their own local districts, their own local county elections, their own local everything elections. Because 2020, I said it before back in 2020, that was just practice. They only focused on the major races that they wanted to be concerned about, and they perfected it, and now 2024 is going to be all about even every fucking little, you know, what we consider insignificant, every single election. They perfected it to the point where they're just, like, streamlining it, and that's exactly what's happened with you. They have streamlined their rigging of the elections with what happened with you.
Yeah, and padded it in the beginning with the slander, but we know that. Go ahead there, 214. Go ahead, you're next. And private caller, I got private caller on here. Whoever you are, just jump into conversation like you always do. And anybody else, press 1 when you want to jump on. Go ahead.
It's Gunslinger. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey there, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, you know, what's going to have to happen here, and I've said this many, many times, these people are not going to understand the word no. Very simple, isn't it? To us, the word no is very simple. These people, they don't even know that it even exists in the vocabulary, or much less in the English language. They're not going to sit there, and you go up to these people and say, I know what you're doing. Please step down. They'll laugh in your face.
Especially now.
It's just like you go down here, just like you don't go down here to the Texas border, and you confront one of these drug dealers, one of these cartel members, and you confront them face to face and say, what you're doing is illegal. Did you not know that? You know what that dude's going to do? He's going to pull out a gun. He's going to blow your head off. And while he's stepping over your dead body, he's going to say, stupid gringo.
Yep.
And who's next?
These people are not going to give up their power without a fight. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be a word fight. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're
it's not going to be a word
fight. Yep, and you can see that with the Supreme Court. See how much the Supreme Court, the Democrats are after they're going for blood because they pretty much nullified Colorado, California, what is it, Maine? They
Illinois.
Nullified all of their shit to try to get Trump off the ballot. And so now, you know, their
it's
heads, you know,
we know
the Democrats are after them with blood. And so guess what, you know?
What have they done to fix any of this election stuff? Have they fixed anything from previously? No, they haven't.
No.
We're sitting on the same bullshit machines, the same process. So now what they've done is they've got you paying attention to the bullshit lawsuits with Trump and everything. Trump's either going to get put into office because it's fixed, or he's not going to be put in. One way or another, it's fixed. Whether or not they decide to put him in, whoever the pulls the strings is going to do it, because they can use him with all the money and the loans, apparently, that he's got tied up with the people that run the banks. If he doesn't do what they say, he's fucked. So they've got him by the balls one way or the other, and they're not talking about that at all now. Not counting the previous bailouts he had. We're talking about current business. Now, what have they done to help us with our elections? Nothing. Not a damn thing. Nothing's changed. All they've done is just put on a show like a damn circus. Here, watch this. They prolong it. They prolong it. Election time. Yo, how fast did fucking today come up on you? It seemed like 6 months ago we were talking about this, and then all of a sudden it's today.
Yeah.
I mean, right now.
Yeah. I mean, Lori Ann made a good point with the elections. Like, my county doesn't take that long to count. Previous years, you look at previous years, they would have it. They change the rules now. They don't start counting certain areas till 9:30. You know, and listen, it's all bullcrap. The only thing they've done is change the rules to make it harder on us to identify the fraud. They didn't done nothing to pass any voter integrity laws or to switch up the same machines are there, the same process, the same election workers, you know?
I thought technology made things better and faster. Sure the fuck. Apparently in the election
and
process.
I'm a former IT support person, and I am just like, yeah, I am the first one to say, you know what, I don't trust it. I don't fucking trust the technology.
I'm not big on the stock market or nothing, but how in the fuck can they count all the shit that goes on there every day, all day, that we can't count voting ballots?
Well, they can count them. They can count them. Iowa does it, you know? It's insane, guys. Look, the bottom line is this.
They're all paper ballots. If they're all paper ballots, I could see a little longer.
The bottom line is this, is no voter integrity laws have been passed over the last 2 years. We have not switched up. We have not gotten rid of the machines. We're using the same damn procedure. It's like insanity, like Einstein said. Do the same thing over and over. It's definition of insanity.
And what do you think? Like everybody
said, they perfected it in 2020, and they're just using the same thing.
Right
now,
and they think everybody's going to get different. We're going to get different results now. These people think, and they haven't done nothing. What are they going to expect? Jesus Christ! You know, it's like, hey, here's a bottle of black paint. Go over there and paint that wall black. But here, what? That's white. No, I told you paint it black. Well, you didn't give me black paint. You gave me white paint. Well, why am I supposed to change things if you don't give me something to change it with? They haven't changed anything.
Oh, you're racist for using that scenario, you know. You're racist for using that scenario.
You're right, I am. I hate everybody equally. I hate everybody equally.
Yep. How about this, though? Everyone knew that something was going to happen with my election. You knew, I mean, everyone had to know that they weren't going to let that go. What they were saying, they were going to refuse to seat me if I won. What did that tell you?
I don't think it's just you. I think it's all over that the ADL has come under fire because something's happening up in the mainstream, like with a movie star or something, whoever. I don't know what's going on with them, but they've gotten brought into the forefront where they didn't want that. Now people are I think it's Elon Musk is doing it. He's trying to sue them because he's saying, hey, you people got no fucking business saying the things you're saying because you're making false claims. And he's supposedly suing them. But then he goes to fucking Israel.
Yeah.
Right.
It's good to get to know the enemy.
You know, everybody that you think might be in your corner turns out to be controlled opposition. That's what they call it. Controlled opposition.
That's right. And I'm saying right now, everybody better get their pants. Donald Trump is not our friend.
I'm beginning to think that. I think what it is Donald Trump is starting to realize. Well, in a way, though, is that, you know, you think about it. He was in there for 4 years. Who did he put in jail? Who did he really get rid of?
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah.
And you know what?
You know?
The worst part about it is he just got another fucking award from a Jewish group that just started last year. They never existed until last year. Never. And he gets this peace award. What the
Don't think
fuck?
For a second that Donald Trump doesn't know who his true owners are.
They got all his loans in their pockets. That's for damn sure. And I'll tell you right now, he's Israel, instead of being American. When is Donald Trump, and I'm not being racist about this thing, I'm calling it like I see it. If I was black, I'd say the same thing. If I was white, I'd say the same. But I'm Cherokee Indian. But I will say this. I ain't never heard Donald Trump one fucking time say anything for the white genocide that's going on through our southern border, our northern border, and the fucking prick president running it is doing it. Not a single thing to stand up for white people. He said, hey, black this, Mexican that, Jewish this, Jewish nonstop. He has not once stood up for
the only thing he did say. The only thing he did say was during his presidency when he called out Charlottesville and he said there was bad people and good people on both sides. That's what he said. Which that was a truthful statement.
We know that.
Yes, that was a truthful statement.
That's the
only thing he said.
That's a truthful statement.
That's as vague as you can get.
And, of course, the media just went off on a fucking tangent on that. You know.
That was into him, yo. That was it. He was a racist
Gibson,
for the rest of his
you know
career.
Exactly how that is. All you did was allow free speech for these people to come on your podcast and be like, okay, I'll hear you out, you know.
Yeah.
And guess what? I will even admit that, you know, it's not like we don't have some political opinions in common, you know. It's like, you know, as far as conservatism, as far as limited government, as far as things like that, and it's just like, but that doesn't mean just because you agree with some things doesn't mean you agree with, kill them all, you know. I mean, it doesn't mean you agree with socialism. It doesn't mean you agree with all of it just to hear people out and find common ground.
Which I try to do with Democrats.
You know, and Democrats are pretty much Marxists, and they don't even know it. You know, but I try to hear them out. And it's like, okay, I see your point. Here's my point. You know, here's where I disagree with you. And it's like, we can't even have those fucking conversations anymore.
No, you can't have the conversations
Not with anybody that's on any kind of opposite of the aisle, even with, you know, this neo-Nazi socialist fucking bullshit. Just hearing them out, you're a villain.
If you're criticizing somebody and you get all hell brought down on you from the ADL or the whatever, the Black Lives Matter, if you get that type of controversy brought down over you because you have free speech and say something, just because you're voicing your opinion, you're not supposed to be crucified for it. Then you know you're over the target.
Exactly. Like, you know, hearing somebody out and allowing them to speak doesn't mean you agree with every single thing that they say and that's how they twist it.
If you listen to one of the shows, which I'm not going to play it again because a lot of people say, well, that was too long and everything, which I understand. People don't want to listen to that crap. But if you listen to the show, that's why I allowed that show to continue on that night, and I recorded it. The guy was threatening me. I'm not a member. The guy was threatening me. He wanted to kill me. He said he was going to use Psychon B on me. You know, Sarge was a witness to the whole darn thing. You know, so what are you talking about, man? But as far as the other guy, Bert, goes and everything, I've had him on my show. I've interviewed him, and you're absolutely right, Lorianne. Some of his political standpoints I have agreed with. You're right. And he's right. You know, securing the borders and everything. What's wrong with that? That's racist? Come on. Get the hell out of here. I'm not going to tap dance around that notion anymore. I'm sick and tired of it.
Isn't it funny? If you watch fucking Congress, everybody that complains about this being a racist type of its situation and intervening down at the border, they're sitting in Congress in chairs in the American government, and they're not even fucking full-blooded Americans.
All right, guys, I just got two people there. There's one. I mean, I got a couple kids that are listening that are 12 years old. So the mother just said, you know, come on, can you guys slow it down a little bit? So, all right, I know, I'm sorry. You know, I got some young people that listen.
Okay.
You know,
I'll respect that as far as the cooking and stuff. That's a reasonable thing. I get it. Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I mean, that 12-year-old
is
listening, which I understand.
So I hope that
they understand. That's what they said. They just said that. Sometimes the profanity comes out.
Watch
No, they just said that. We're going to make you gargle with the soap. The person said they agree with us about the neo-Nazi stuff. That's just completely asinine. It really is. You know, I mean, to label somebody racist, it's just ridiculous. And to try to destroy their political career, you know, I mean, well, now what do I do? You know, I'm a racist in a lot of people. I'm always second-guessing now when I see somebody in a store or something. I'm wondering, I'm like, well, you know, what are they going to look at me as, you know?
This has come to a point in this world where when you can demonize somebody for what you're saying, like when they said that about you, about the Nazi stuff, you know what? I got a friend of mine that almost went to prison for the rest of his life because of an accusation from a stepdaughter that was a complete lie. And then
two or three years later,
he comes out and says, you know, I nothing happened. No consequences, nothing. But yet these people can say these things. If you were to say that about them, number one, you got their whole community. That's the problem. We don't have enough of us as a community to say, hey, you can't talk to him like that because you're full of crap. You are lying. And we should be on them like they are on us.
That's what I'm trying to do, Dave. I did that the other night. I'm one of the podcast shows. I snapped on somebody, and I started second-guessing myself, and I started third-guessing myself. I'm like, no. You cannot call the Federal Reserve a good institution helping people in this country.
No, it's not.
No, you will not say that. No. You know?
It's not even federal.
I know. No.
It's privately owned by the Rothschild family. Look it up.
Let me bring on a private caller here. Private caller, go ahead. Who are you there, next private caller? Who are you? You want to talk? No?
Yeah, sorry, Joe. I had to hit my mute button.
There
you
go.
I got to hit the mute button.
Yep.
Hey, look, Joe, I remember very well those conversations we had from the NFM and Bert and all the rest of them. And, you know, we would go back and forth on a whole lot of things. Now, look, it was clear we weren't agreeing on everything. But I remember, I do remember our conversations were always civil and respectful. I don't ever recall any of them with the exception of somebody that wasn't affiliated with them directly, came up there and called me a bunch of names, a bunch of faithful names. But the members themselves were very careful not to do that. And we would have discussions, and sometimes we'd resolve disagreements. Sometimes we wouldn't. But the point of it is that we had a discussion. Now, I'd like to point out, as a matter of fact, that George Lincoln Rockwell, the head of the American Nazi Party, in 1962, gave a speech to 12,000 black Muslims at the International Amphitheater in Chicago, and Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X had meetings and collaborations, regular meetings, for about 2 or 3 years.
Right.
They would get together and speak about things they would have in common. So I'm just saying,
I didn't know that.
They did. Yeah, it's a matter of historical record. You can look it up.
There
like I said, George Lincoln Rockwell. George Lincoln Rockwell.
There wouldn't be an Israel if it wasn't for Hitler, because they were trying to make and they wanted them to go. They wanted them over in Pakistan.
Madagascar.
I don't want to get into a conversation on that.
They wanted them there. He just didn't want those people in his country. And so what happens? They form Israel.
I'm pretty sure old Adolf, that was kind of inadvertent. He certainly didn't intend to create a state of Israel, but there's no doubt that the Second World War that he launched to a great extent resulted in the creation of Israel. But you can have a conversation with anybody about anything as long as you're not at war with them. We ain't got to the war state yet.
You can always talk with somebody if you're not warring with them. Maybe you don't agree, but at least you don't have to worry about getting up from the table and the guy going hitting a nuclear button or coming back with a shotgun.
There you go. I'm always ready to talk about disagreement.
We're trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
It's called a decorum.
Well,
they don't understand.
Back
what
to
that
the
is.
Elections. Back to the elections. This is the problem. I want to stick, you know, kind of like to there about the elections. Not my, you know, we don't have to talk about my election. Let's just talk about elections in general. What are we going to do to fix this problem? You know, I was talking
to
you, Matt.
It's not
going to
get fixed this time around. It's too far gone.
Hang on. I was talking to Sally and everything, and she brought up some interesting points tonight on the phone with me. And, you know, it's you know, especially with the Federal Reserve and the, you know, a lot of things that are happening with states' rights, with currency and everything. I don't know if she has time or not to call in and talk about that. That's very, very important. You know, we've got to continue the fight. I mean, I know we proposed up an election integrity thing, Bill. And look, it gained ground in the beginning, but it was never addressed. Our grievances were ignored.
Well, look,
you know?
We got to deal with the migrants coming in, and they're going to give them actual voting rights. I mean, you're talking about not only having to have to fight the process that they haven't fixed in the last 2 years to do anything about. Now you're adding to the problem with more migrants coming in.
Well, now you're talking about the real reason why the Democrats are going against the Supreme Court, because they see that it's only a matter of time before that Supreme Court, and they know what the result will be, or the Supreme Court will be like, no, if you're not a citizen, no, you don't get to vote.
You're dead drawing
everything
out as
well. You know, that there's nothing in the Constitution that allows for even the agreeing states of the union to allow non-citizens to vote. And so that's going to come up, and they fucking know it. And they fucking know it. That's why they got to demonize the Supreme Court. They are going to try to unseat the unfavorables, you know, and they are going to try to expand the Supreme Court to more so that they can inject – while Biden is still president, if they can get more justices on the Supreme Court that are Democrat, then that is a setup.
That.
You know, that is exactly while Biden is still in power, then it'll thwart anything that Trump tries to do.
They
are lining up on every goddamn front, and they, you know, because they know Trump has a very fucking real possibility of being elected, and they do not want that.
Sarge.
You know, because Biden is incompetent.
Why
not even the Democrats
why haven't our
want
politicians,
him.
Why haven't our politicians tried to impeach Biden yet? Why is that not a first thing? I mean, they're going after Mayorkas and whatever. Why is none of them after Biden's ass? Why not?
Well,
why?
For one,
you got to have grounds. They don't have any real
concrete
ground.
He's breaking the law. He's breaking all the laws at the border.
Yeah, but they don't have
the
evidence.
He's Mayorkas' boss. It's his policy.
Yeah, but they don't have the solid evidence, though. That's the problem. They don't have it all put together to where they could present it in a way that it would make it impeachable.
Well,
yes,
well,
you know.
You know what? I will argue against that. I will argue against that. They have tons of evidence, but the thing is the Biden administration has classified it, so it can't be used in court. It can't be used as evidence.
That's the problem.
It can't be used as anything, no matter how much fucking Congress asks for it. No, this is top secret. We've classified it, so they're fucking hiding it until the statute of limitation comes out, and well after the fact, 20 fucking 5 years from now, you know, if we're still alive, we'll find out exactly how much shit they suppress in order to protect Biden and all of his insane bullshit and protect him from being impeached and unseated.
Sorry.
As a matter of fact, the House of Representatives is still conducting an impeachment inquiry, and I know you're probably skeptical of it, and so am I, but it's still on. They are conducting an impeachment inquiry right now. I listened the other day to James Comer and this other guy, I can't think of his name right now, and they were saying the evidence they've collected thus far from the Hunter Biden deposition behind closed doors, it looks like they got a fair amount of information. Look, we know Joe Biden will not be convicted in an impeachment trial in the Senate. But just to get a bill of impeachment passed, you are going to have to present unimpeachable, the coin a phrase, unimpeachable case against Joe Biden to even get a prayer of the indictment that is called the bill of impeachment. And if it ain't It ain't gonna pass. It ain't got a prayer. Even with the Rhino Republicans, the holdouts, it's got to be perfect. And I think they're trying to get a perfect bill of impeachment. That's gonna take time. I think there's
that was my point. Sorry.
The problem is right now there's just too many Rhinos that can, because not a single Democrat's gonna vote for it. And look at the makeup of the House.
It's disheartening to me. It's disheartening to me. Very disheartening.
Exactly.
To not hear a good Republican, I don't care if it's Jim, I don't care if it's just one of them, standing on top of his desk stump and his feet, throwing his pens, papers, raising all hell just to have the attention, because that's how it starts. You've got to draw the attention. Or you just turn your head and walk away like it seems like all of them are doing, just like I told Joe, our constitutional sheriffs have done. They let this go on for 3 years at this border. We got a problem.
Why would it start?
And you know what? Joe Gibson, can I at North Carolina at the rally that Trump went to, were you able to go to that?
No, I didn't go.
Yeah, and Trump literally stopped the rally because one of the participants, he noticed on stage, he's sitting there talking, and he noticed on stage that there's a participant having a medical emergency. And he stopped his whole rally for like 5 minutes, and he kept like walking over there and checking, and then he walked to the microphone like, these paramedics are amazing because they like saved this guy's life and stuff. And, like, you know, and Trump just stopped his whole fucking rally. And he was like, you know, like, not until that guy, you know, was taken care of and then he was off in the ambulance, you know, and stuff. You know, and he was, like, praising these paramedics. He, like, kept over and over and, like, these paramedics are amazing. Aren't they phenomenal? Oh, my God. You know, and like, you know, is this guy okay? And he's you could tell he's like
that's
stopping and listening because he's got an ear, you know, in his ear. You know he's being updated because, you know, Secret Service and stuff, and, you know, one of his ears is plugged with their communications. And so he's like, you know, these people are amazing and stuff. And he didn't resume his rally, you know, until guy's going to be okay. And I'm like, okay, me as a libertarian right there, I'm like watching this shit, and this is in North Carolina. And it's the only reason why I was paying attention to it, because it was in your state, and I know you're going to try to go, you know.
Yeah.
It's the only fucking reason why I was paying attention to it. And I'm seeing this shit going on, and I'm like, wow, okay, I've just gained a little bit more respect for Trump. And me as a libertarian, you got to know, that says something. Like, okay, I – because if it was Biden up there, imagine if it was Biden. If it was Biden, the Secret Service would have fucking hauled him off, and it would have been done. You know? Biden would have not fucking handled that same situation at all as well as Trump did. I will say that right fucking now. Mark my words. There is no fucking way Biden would have handled that situation in North Carolina. So, as well as Trump did.
Yeah.
And he's done it more than once. Remember, hey, he's done it more than once. Go back and look at his rally.
True too.
If somebody faints or somebody has a medical major issue, but he's right there. He stops everything and helps this guy. Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house? You know,
Well, I remember Dole took a flyer off the stage. I'm sorry, you remember Dole when Dole took a flyer off the stage, Senator Dole?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Him?
I remember that. Yeah.
So,
but you know what?
And he was
hero. According to the findings from the impeachment committee, I mean a hearing, the House committee that's investigating the impeachment inquiry, they found that 9 family members have got payments from the foreign influenced federal business. Hunter Biden, James Biden, Joe Biden's brother, Hunter Biden's uncle, Sarah Jones Biden, Biden's brother's wife, Haley Biden, Bo Biden's widow, and Hunter Biden's ex-lover, Kathleen Bully, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Melissa Cohen, Hunter Biden's current wife, 2 children of Joe Biden's son, and Joe Biden's brother's child. Now, they've said that the Biden family business has raked in what they believe is about $50 million from foreign interests, some of whom are hostile to the United States, which is $30 million more than bank records show so far. They really believe it's going to total about $50 million. Now, it's not like they're not doing anything. The mainstream press is not covering it. They've got a complete blackout on what the impeachment inquiry is revealing.
How much of the Biden family money laundering shit have they been doing for decades?
What about all the money going to Ukraine?
Yeah.
That's part of it. That is a big fucking part of it. Damn right.
My God.
It's sad. They're
not getting any help from the mainstream media. They're just about imposing a near total blackout.
That's what's killing us. And you know, we only do what we're told, you know? And that's the problem. And nobody believes it unless they see it on the TV. You know, that's the problem.
Look at everything that we already know. All the stuff that we do know, and they're still not doing a damn thing about it.
No.
We are all charged up, aren't we?
Just be encouraged by the fact that they are uncovering something. There is information getting out there. It's up to us to get it out there, because the press just ain't going to tell the people that it's there. They're going to deny it.
Right.
They're going to say they've got nothing. They've uncovered nothing. They're going to ignore the 152 suspicious activity reports from financial institutions around the world detailing the little shell company game that Joe Biden and Biden were doing with all their payments. They're ignoring all of that. That didn't come from the Republicans. That came from financial institutions that saw these transactions as suspect.
Yep. All right, hang on. Private caller.
But just ignore him. It's no big deal. Don't report on it.
Private caller. Go ahead. Private caller. New caller. New caller that's been waiting a while. Go ahead.
Hey, is it me?
Yep, you're on.
Hello?
You got it.
Okay. Most people in here know me. My name is Kat. Listen, this thing with...
Hey, Kat. How you doing, Kat?
Hey, y'all crazy people. Listen, this thing with Joe Biden... impeachment is not going to go anywhere, because there was so much corruption going on since even when Bush, George W. was president, especially it just went off like crazy during the Obama administration. There was so much corruption between the oil companies, between the oligarchs, John McCain, his foundation, the Romney family. Don't hold your breath and think that Joe Biden doesn't have the receipts for what everybody else was doing in Ukraine. Now, that's just Ukraine. We don't know what everybody else did with China. What's going to take Joe Biden down is when these foreign people that he's done all these crooked deals with, they're the people that are going to turn on Biden. When they turn on Biden, then Katie barred the door. But our Congress is not going to do shit. These people in Congress are ineffective. They're going to do what they're being told to do.
Amen to that. You're right.
Another thing I'd like to say about the purpose of all these illegals coming into the country. None of them will be able to vote to make a difference in this next election. What will happen, every 10 years, there's a new census taken. In 2030, then all these people will have more kids. They will be in cities. And it has to do with apportionment. As you know, the popular vote does not elect the president. It's the Electoral College. The Electoral College, the more blue states that have, they'll have more representatives and they'll have more power to elect a president. Also, it will get them used to socialism.
Kat, can I add to that?
I didn't interrupt you. So I'm going to hang up in a minute anyway.
That's why I was asking.
Jesus. So.
Good, Kat.
So, what am I saying? See, she interrupted my thought. Anyway,
you're talking about
apportionment.
I apologize.
We have a bigger issue with apportionment. But the more you get these people used to these social programs, all these people, it's a big lie. They did not come here to work and have a better life. They came by here because of everything that everyone else has worked for that gives them a better life and a higher standard of living. To them, you know, going out making $50 a day is a big deal. To us, $50 is, you know, you cannot get a housekeeper right now, someone come to clean your house. You're lucky to get someone for $20 an hour. I'm not kidding you. And I live in Austin, Texas. I've always told y'all this. It used to, you could get somebody, you know, for like $8 an hour. Those days are way gone. So
yeah.
These people are going to be used to getting food stamps, getting no interest loans to buy houses, which they've been getting for a long time. George Bush started that. They're going to be able to buy houses with whoever lives in the house. They include everybody's income, even though the loan will only be in one person's name. They'll include the income of everybody that lives in the house. This is already a program through HUD. So these things have been going on while we just sit back and react to the news and the stories that come out on the news. These things have been planned and are being implemented while we're just catching the tail end of the dog. We haven't been aware to know these things have been going on all along. I hope I make myself, you know.
Well, I think there's a bigger problem, not with just the housing like you're talking about. How about all the people that are coming, the middle-aged men that are military age, that are here, that are pissed off at America and are here for probably one reason. They're just waiting to retaliate.
Yes. The Chinese
The Chinese
have people in Mexico that have made a business now where they take these migrants, and they're illegals. Let's not call them migrants because they're not migrants. They're illegals.
Invaders.
So they get them after they go through the Darien Gap and come into Central America. They get them, and they guide them all the way up here. And then they have to pay the police off at the border. Police are collecting $15, $20 from everybody. The cartels are making a fortune. Fentanyl is flowing across the border. They in America that are dying from fentanyl overdosing. That's not even – you just have to quit listening to news on television because they're not going to tell you the truth about what's going on.
Hang on. Lorianne wanted to make a comment, too. Hang on. Go ahead. Lorianne, you want to catch something?
Yeah, I just wanted to respect Kat there, and I just kind of stayed quiet after, you know, I realized you didn't want to be interrupted. So I apologize for that, Kat, because I actually really liked you a lot. Anyway, what I was thinking is to expand on exactly what you were saying is they have been – and I lost my thought now a little bit. but the purpose is, if you look at all of the cities that have been flooding away, people are moving away because they can't live there, and yet at the same time, those same cities are setting up all of these migrant camps and sanctuary cities and all that kind of stuff. The two things really coincide, don't they? All of the cities in California, Portland for the last 2 years, people are leaving. And you know what's coming in? We're a sanctuary city. So exactly what you're saying when it comes to the census,
and
this is going to play a big role. They are replacing these, you know, normal, actual, you know, freaking people, middle class, upper middle class people are getting the hell out of the cities because the cities are being overtaken by these migrants. And you know what I mean? You can see this dynamic going on. The two things are not coincidental. And so I totally support what Kat said, every single thing she said. I cannot disagree with. And that's just one expanded thought that I wanted to express.
You're right, but okay. Those people, where are they moving to? They're moving to Tennessee, Idaho, Florida, and Texas. We are overrun with them here. All the like food pantries and the best thrift shops and everything like that, they've just taken them over. You just can't. It's a huge problem here. And actually, where I live, anytime there's been a recession or, you know, a downturn in the economy in the country, it really never affected us because there's so much money here and so much building and, you know, high tech moving here. But all these people from California and the West Coast have moved here. And actually, they give them bus tickets in California to come here. And it's a mess.
Well, I know for a fact in California.
I mean, just talking people with money come here. I mean, thank God. I mean, everybody talks about Elon Musk. I don't know if Elon Musk is the devil or God. I just don't know because he's brought a shitload of problems here. Yeah. I mean, he's all into this, you know, transhumanism and electric cars and everything. But at the same time, he bought Twitter and he opened Twitter up to free speech and people are able, you know, are not censored. Well, they're still censored somewhat, but I got kicked off Twitter. I had a Twitter account while Trump was president, and I rarely ever posted anything on there. But I did follow Q, and they kicked me. They took my account from me. You know, when they took Trump's account, they did that big purge. You know, my account was just, and I had probably like 4,000 followers, which is a lot, you know.
Yeah, more than me, man. Wow.
But I have worked hard to get that, you know.
Well, you know, in California, you have a police department. I just watched a video of, they put up signs that are written in Spanish that the migrants, or I call them the invaders are permitted to come into the police department and sleep overnight. They have to be up and gone by beginning of the next business day, work day, like 7 in the morning. They got to be out of there. They can go out in the street to do whatever they're doing and then return back to the police station. They're taking kids out of schools. They're stopping football programs because they're putting up tents in different cities where they're shutting down the fields because that's where the tent cities are at. And then when it got colder up here in the north in Ohio, and apparently New York had a real problem because once it got too cold for them in their tents outside on the football field, they just went ahead and told all the kids to stay home from school, and they moved them into the school. I would lose my mind. You want to talk about ruining education to the children, the future? What does that tell you?
We've been yelling about this stuff for over a decade down here. And
I know.
We were told we were racist and all kinds, you know, really put, you know, and, well, now y'all know.
Yep, you're right.
I can't believe you guys in Texas haven't. I can't believe there hasn't been a literally bloodbath because of how bad it's gotten. I just see some of the ranchers talk and different alternative media things and the things that they see on their property with the rapes, the murders.
Did you hear what you just said? Because the rest of the country, they've been doing this. They've known 15, 20 years, but they'd be labeled racists. I remember many stories coming out of Texas. This racist, the racist, 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 Klan rally, this, that, you know? It's nonsense.
And I'm in Texas. I know.
How do you guys not shoot everybody that does that stuff? I mean, it's your property and stuff like that. It's unbelievable.
That's the way it should be. That is the way it should be. I have said this for decades, okay? If these people come across the border and they're the border property owners down there, the ranchers and all that shit, they should blow their heads off. And if anybody gets in their way, join them.
You're either going to be on our side or
you're going to be on their side. Pick your point.
In the course of self-defense, you're referring, I'm sure, to self-defense. If they're in trespass, and you have a right to defend yourself. You don't want anyone going out and blowing people's heads off, right? That's what we're trying to get at.
These people are coming in droves across their property, and they're cutting their fences, and their cattle's getting out and ruining the field.
I'm trying to make the point.
Listen, guys.
I'm trying to stop them from getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, true. I'll tell you how bad it is, even not only in Texas, but anywhere in the country, in the judicial system, when it comes to self-defense. I have to carry insurance. I carry shooter's insurance, believe it or not. Texas law shields. Yeah, in case I have to use my weapon in self-defense, okay,
all right.
The judicial system is so freaked up, I ain't going to use that word, but you know what I'm talking about, that you have to have an attorney on standby.
Correct.
Just in case. It's crazy.
They changed the castle law. They've tore it all down. They make it
yeah,
to be, if even if you are protecting yourself, you're the criminal.
That's right. It should be cut and dry. Somebody tries
right.
to rob you. Somebody tries to pull a knife, a gun on you. You blow them away, and the cops say, good shot. What about your business?
But now they want to say that if you had the advantage or you had the ability to let somebody walk away from committing the crime that they committed, that if you do shoot them, that's the problem. No, they committed the crime. God, I get so mad. I want to punch holes in concrete. It's mind-boggling to me to think that we've gone 180 degrees in less than 5 years that we're the moral, just people with dignity, and if you stay in your own lane and mind your own business, you help your neighbor, you help the elderly, you don't mess with kids, was the way to be. That was the good. That's the way to live. Now, if you do that, you're either racist, you're nuts, or you're the enemy. Where are the sheriffs at?
They will charge you. Listen to this. They will charge you with murder, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to prove yourself not guilty. I thought it was supposed to be, you know, not guilty, you know, and all this stuff. But no, you're guilty automatically. They will charge you with a charge of murder. If you self-defense,
you
use your weapon.
You should be innocent until proven guilty. Now you're guilty
there
until you prove you're innocent.
Until you're proven innocent. There you go. There you
That's
go
right
there. You said it. That's right. It's
anyway, take the guns away from them.
Yeah. Well, Sarge was on the other side of the badge there. He understands the apprehension of bringing someone in and charging them. I mean, what's the burden of proof here, Sarge? I mean, you know, what's going on? I mean, I know you have been retired now for quite a little while now, but how was it when you were on the force? You got to find that mute button.
There not be any type of controversy about it.
Remember that soldier down at Fort Hood who was doing Uber driving while he was off duty, and he got caught up in a protest down there in Texas. Mm-hmm. One of those Antifa fools pointed an AK at him, and he lit him up. He wasn't going to wait around to see if he was serious or not. And they charged him with murder and convicted him and sent him to jail.
That's right. That was during the Rittenhouse situation down there.
I remember that now. Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Yep. You're right.
Surrounded his car, mm-hmm. and they had legitimately. You know what? That's where we got to just say, you know what? We give up trying to be nice about it. You people that are in position that we put you in, we elected you there to do the job. You're not doing the job. You've got Monday till Monday morning to put your papers on my desk. I want your resignation, or we're coming in there at noon, and we're taking you out of there. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. You're not fulfilling the job. You are being removed. Not saying kill you or anything. You're going to step down from this office. You're not going to participate in the elected position that we gave you, that you're not doing the job. And that is our right to do it.
Yeah, it's our right with certain
procedural. I'm just telling you, that's going to definitely force the issue, because they will definitely charge you with an insurrection. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's the last resort. I mean, but are we not at that, it seems like? I mean, what more? How much more
well,
can
hang
we
on,
take
Dave.
Before it happens?
Hang on, Dave. Yeah, but again, procedural issues there that you're getting, you know, a lot of, I understand what you're saying, you know, but I'm just saying that Sarge, I think, knows what I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you
I know.
Break it down
well,
a little
I
bit.
Gave until Monday. I gave them until Monday morning to give me their papers to resign. I'm being more than lenient here now. Come on, we've let this go for too long.
I understand, but I'm just saying, I understand
I
your
saying.
Sentiment after all. Look what those GIs did in the Battle of Athens. They actually took up arms against the government of Shelby County, Tennessee, and they went to war against them. Now, they managed to make it get away with it because they were going to be able to show how the state and the federal government was complicit in letting the corrupt minorities in Shelby County get away with what they were getting away with for years.
Yeah,
that's why they quietly dropped the whole thing. And plus, they were all veterans. Most of them were combat veterans of heavy fighting in World War II, and they had that going for them, too. So they got, but you can't count on that all the time now. I'm just saying. I understand the passion, believe me, but I'm just saying, don't count on it. They are going to charge you with insurrection. So just be prepared for the consequences.
Oh, yeah, I understand, yeah. Sarge, 100%. But, I mean, at one point, at one point in 1775, this was talked about just like this. I guarantee it. We might have been doing it at church. We might have been doing it at a pub. But the 1%.
Oh, I agree with you, yeah. Yep. No, No, I agree with you, what you're saying. But it's just that today we didn't, the 1776 tape, we didn't have, you know, cell phones and, bugs and, satellites. So
we still had the tyranny. The tyranny's still there, and it's even worse now because of the cell phones. Right.
The worst thing I'd hate to see is for anyone – listen to me. Listen. The worst thing I'd hate to see is for anyone on this podcast show or any other podcast show get snatched up by these guys because you said something and well-meaning and well-meaning, but said it the wrong way, So just be careful. I understand what Sarge is saying. That's why,
The same thing from day one. I've said the same thing, and I just believe that in order for this to come to an head and to stop, someone with very, very high potential with a big, big favorable persuasion is going to have to lose someone very close to them because that's what it's going to take for them to realize this is not a game. There are people dying in immense amount, and that's not – people are dying already. If they come to take me because I'm speaking out about it because I don't want that to happen, then I'm going to go to jail, but I'm going to tell you what. Good luck. Good luck.
No, I agree with you.
I'm going down. Hey, I believe my sheriff should be standing up for me or doing it for us like I am for saying this stuff. That's right. I think the sheriffs have let us down. And why?
Well, Cat brought up an interesting point.
Because
she brought up interesting points. Cat brought up interesting points where she brought up, look at what's happening to our people, fentanyl and stuff. Nothing.
Yeah.
But yet we did this other crap. We're all paying hooked on phonics here. Come on, man. We've got it. Maybe turn off the television set. Turn off these brainwashing tools that they are using in this information war to brainwash us or to continue keeping us asleep and dumbed down. I don't know, man. I don't have all the answers. I'm sure none of you do either.
So many children missing. Just missing.
Yes.
How is that possible? Missing. There's missing. And then we haven't even got the full effect of this invasion where the actual people that live in America are going to be affected because of the invaders that are calling in for emergency response or fires, and you can't get to your call because they take precedent or they got the call. They're not even supposed to be here. So when your grandmother, if I'm dying of a heart attack and I have a seizure, or I stroke out over the phone and I try to call, they're going to say, no, we're two doors down. We're helping the migrant or the invaders. And I'll say, I'll kill every one of you. That's what is going to happen. It's going to overload of the system. We don't have it anyway in the infrastructure. We can't take care of it. What are they going to do, give them all the cars next year?
The system is already overran. It's already breaking down places.
Completely.
These are one of the things I was standing up against. These are the things that I was campaigning on. But I can't do it all on my own. I can't, it was very difficult, and I'm not trying to put the blame on anyone else. I'm just saying that, these are the things that it's an uphill fight.
And I will stand by you on it because like I said earlier, you don't hear enough from our politicians now that are in office that we put in those positions that should be having this conversation at the level or higher up where it's at least heard by everybody, where it's not quiet. We hear Margie Taylor Greene every now and then, or we hear Jim Jordan, or one or two, a handful of people. Not out of 300. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disheartening to me. You think that they got it too easy, I think. It hasn't affected them yet. It hasn't come to their front door. It hasn't. It's at all of our doors in this in America. Every city's a sanctuary, a border city now because of this crap.
But here's I'm just gonna do a little bit of a tweak of what you just said. No, they do. They are aware of it. They have chosen it. They have chosen to believe in the establishment. They have chosen to ignore and laugh off and continue to, you know, just deny the reality that is right in front of their face, and it's been right in front of their face this whole time. And there's, like, people like us that have been trying to spell it out for them, and then they still just do not want to see it. Fucking convincing them of logic.
Well, when you got somebody that turns around in a driveway somewhere and they get shot up because of they didn't even get out of the car to do anything. They turned around in someone's driveway and they get shot 70 or 90 times by a group of people at a party and nothing said. Well, I mean, you know what? Like I just said, somebody very, very powerful with some very, very high influence is going to have to lose somebody and actually for this to slap them in the face and say, hey, guess what?
Well,
this ain't a game.
Look at my case, you know, with the DUI. You know, I mean, Sarge and I were talking about it the other night on the phone together. You know, I mean, the case and how to go about it and fight it, you know. Why is this happening to me? Why? Why am I facing time in jail for something like this? Why? I was not DUI. You know, I did not break the law.
Because you are speed bump. You are a speed bump in the road that they want to travel smoothly down. And I'm talking about the agenda of this cabal or whoever these people answer to or whatever they want to call themselves. I don't care what they call themselves. I just call them demons. They're all demons. And If you try to oppose it, it used to be if you went against the dollar bill, if you went against the British crown, America was coming to put an end to you because they did it to Gaddafi, they did it to Saddam Hussein, they did it to Hitler. People that challenged the dollar bill all went down. That was it. You can't challenge these people, and they're not. They're in everywhere. They're infiltrated everything. And they're done. It's not the Jews and people say like that. These people believe in the same thing as that. That's the problem. You have to look at it as a group. That's like a church, you know. If you have a pastor up there preaching, he's got a following, okay? Mm-hmm. The followers are the people that have lost their mind that are actually the Luciferian cultists that have programmed these people. That's our problem because there are uncles, there are grandpas, there are moms, there are sisters that they've got their brain and twisted it, and they believe it. It's so disheartening to see what's happened. I mean, for all the men and women that have given their life and their time for this country to see it completely walked on and not stood up for, at least spoken out for at the highest levels that we could see through our politicians, the elected people, makes me sick. It just makes me sick because they all should be held accountable. As far when you don't, when you're silent, you're complicit. When you're silent, you agree with it. You don't step up to, especially when you're put in a position to do that, to step up and say, hey, no, we gotta sit down and talk about this. That's why we're here. No, that's not going to happen. You know, just everything just goes the way. They just stretch everything out. And it seems like everything that's an issue gets drawn out a little longer because then they throw in another distraction. Here's another 25 cases for Trump to go to jail for another 3 million years. Okay, now Biden's kid's got 2 crack whores with 3 prostitutes and $17 million. Oh, let's go back over here, back over this way. Trump's got a ton more cases. Okay, we'll go back over here, da, 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 da. I'm walking, running back and forth next to my pool table. My dog's looking at me like I'm nuts. I'm thinking, what are you doing? They just stretch this out. So what happens? It gets to be the time, just like today, Joe. Election day. Time's up. We're out of time. Now we're on to the next cycle of garbage. and they'll do the same damn thing because they run everything.
Oh,
propaganda.
But you know what? Don't pay attention to the fact that, I don't know, North Korea just, like, sent a whole bunch of fucking ballistic missiles over to fucking Iran. You know, but we shouldn't be concerned about that. That doesn't have any significance at all in the situation. You know, and
you know what
that's what
I
they do.
The
that's what they do.
I turned on the news.
That's a story that matters. I don't fucking care about Taylor Swift. I want to hear
exactly.
about, oh, my God, North Korea sent a bunch of ballistic missiles to Iran, and they are fucking aiding in this whole goddamn shit. And you know who that's being funded to by, Russia and China.
But,
you know,
you
like all of it. It's like it just, it's like we are, it is just World War III. Absolutely.
I watch the news, Al Jazeera News Network. I watch it all the time. The other night I woke up at about 5 in the morning for some reason, and I turned on the TV and I looked up. And I rubbed my eyes for about 2 minutes, and I said, there ain't no way I'm watching. What I'm seeing is what I'm seeing. It has come to the point where now America, this whole project has been a plan through the prodigals of the elders of Zion. Look it up. Europe, I watched a complete trail, like a train, of like 8 camels walking down the middle of the street in Europe, in London, right in the middle. How many camels are in London right now? They're supposed to be there. I didn't know there was any even in the zoo. Are you shitting me? What is going on? And that's what's going on over there. They're already done because the rabbis have said, we have barbecued Europe. They're done. That's quote out of their mouth. I can't make it up. I can tell you every kind of story you want to hear about the stuff that these people say that they want to do to you, and the American people still just, it hasn't walked up and slapped them right in the mouth. So they think, it'll pass. It'll go by.
Well, you know who you need to listen to is Klaus Schwab's protege that keeps talking about how wonderful it's going to be when we are fully integrated with computer chips and an AI, you know? And he fucking gets a hard on about this shit.
You know, the
and
funny
it's like,
thing is,
what?
They don't tell you about
it. You know, he
they
does. He gets all excited about
it.
We're going to be fully integrated, blah, blah, blah.
There's different AI groups
God.
Running. There's different AI situations that are up and running. And some of the ones that they're running the process through and they're getting the answers from them, it's astounding. Because what it says is that they're doing everything wrong. You cannot do what you're doing in America. And the other one says, what happened in Europe is happening in America, and what's going to happen is not World War III, the end of the world. They're saying, you got to stop this. Now, that's the ones they don't want you to hear because they're telling you the truth. Now they're saying, oh, yeah, AI is going to fix everything, and we're going to stick a cell phone up your toot, and then you're going to have a signal everywhere you walk around. You can dial from a microwave, your channel changes.
Yeah.
You can talk to anybody you want. Well, that's great.
I mean, that's pretty much how it is. And like I said, you know, Mr. Protege of Schwab, you know, he literally says this. It's just like you can be controlled. You'll just be so fucking integrated. You'll be robotic. You'll be they look at it as the next evolution of human beings.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
like right now we are Neanderthal in their mind.
Yeah.
Pre-Neanderthal.
Well, I can
tell
you this is one thing you got to
worry
about.
We are that much
of
primitive,
talking.
And they're like, this is the next age. They are playing God and ushering in life form.
I'm going to tell you why.
Via technology.
Exactly what I'm going to say this, and then I'm done talking. They're pushing AI because they know that they have taken the minds of our children today. We have lost a generation already. Can you imagine a child that's 10, 15 years old right now that's going to grow into a young adult and have to lead this country? Who's it going to be? There ain't enough of them. They have the mindset, the parenting, and, I mean, there's a lot of them that are. But there's more that are confused because they're told to cut off their pee-pees. They can call themselves a cat, and they can and go by whatever name you want to go by today and change it tomorrow. These people that tell this and project this and promote this all need one thing. Tall tree, short rope. I'm done talking.
I got to agree with you. You got quiet there.
I can't argue. I mean, what can I really argue about there? I mean, this runs deep. But we also got to understand that this is also something that's been planned for a long time. And we're just seeing it play out. And why?
Yeah,
those of us that witnessed 9/11, I mean, most of us, that was our true wake-up call. Some of us before that, like the Oklahoma bombing.
Let me take another caller here. 314 has been waiting patiently. Sorry. I've been waiting a long time. Go ahead. I'm sorry, 314. I apologize. Go ahead.
Look, I watched that documentary on Minneapolis. And the rioters burned down the police station. Well, conservatives are going to have to burn something up, too.
I really don't want to go to that, though. I really don't want to have to resort to their insanity. All the insanity we complained about, I don't want to have to resort to. That's my argument.
You're not going to have no choice. The mayor told the police, and that's the mayor that was taking a knee at George Floyd's casket print, told the police to abandon the building. And video showed the police running out the back, across the field, holding their weapons, escaping. The damnest thing I ever saw. And I was going to tell a gunslinger, you got that insurance, the concealed carry insurance, but the day that you have to shoot somebody in defense, the next thing you need to be doing is filing a lawsuit against them, a civil suit, because they may end up getting reparations. You got to go after them the way they go after you. If you're not willing to do that, then I don't know what to say.
Oh, I know. I mean, you got to go all in. I don't know. I mean,
you guys know what the meaning of anarcho-tyranny, you know what anarcho-tyranny is? Let me explain to you, because it's kind of important, because we're witnessing it all around the country. Now, right now, Kathy Hochul just sent 750 guardsmen, 250 state troopers, and some other law enforcement officers from other agencies in the state that she controls to patrol the New York subway. And amongst other things they're supposed to be doing is checking bags. And it sounds to me, now, admittedly, I haven't gone into the details of what they're going to do, but they're going to be checking bags for weapons. Now, the last time I remember, Democrats were squawking about how the New York City Police Department was abusing the stop and frisk provision. By the way, it's not unconstitutional. It can be administered unconstitutionally, but it is not inherently unconstitutional. Police officers, if they have a reasonable articulation of reasonable suspicion of a specific suspect involved in a specific activity in a specific area connected with criminal activity, then that officer can do a pat-down of the outer clothing or weapons for the officer's safety. That's what a stop and frisk is. Now, Democrats and progressives are squawking about how arbitrary it was for the police to be able to do this with reasonable suspicion. Now they're sending military troops into the subway to start shaking down passengers. You see, this is what I mean by Democrats. They have created this condition. They are responsible for the state of chaos on the streets in New York. And what is their remedy? Rather than let the New York City Police Department do their job in a forceful yet constitutional manner, they up the ante by putting us in a state of near martial law. This is what Democrats do, and we got to stop letting them get away with it. They created this situation. They need to be held responsible for it.
That's exactly what they want, Sarge, is they want us to have to be in lockdown.
Well, look at that damn Garland. he's going to start filing lawsuits against states that don't want to participate in creating all-black voting districts, which is segregation, which is illegal. That's what the court said they got to do. And this idiot is saying that they're going to sue the states. If states don't want to participate in something that's illegal, that's like segregation, creating segregation, de jure style, well, they shouldn't have to do it.
You're right.
Well, you can't shame Democrats. They ain't got no sense of shame. They have no sense of obligation. They have no sense of responsibility. They have nothing but a will to power. 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 And whenever they create situations like this, they get the way they are now. Their response is always more regulation, more control, and more arbitrary authority over you, the citizenry. And we're just stuck with them and their craziness. That's why you got to get out. You got to get out of states where they live, where they reign. If your electorate around you is crazy enough to keep putting them in there, unless you're willing to stay there and fight against it, which I would hope more people would be, you got to get away from these people. I'm so glad I left Illinois and I put my
life
on the line.
Are you talking to me, sir?
I put my life on the line for the people of the state of Illinois, and I love a lot of them, and I admire and respect the many of those people. Man, when I saw the situation getting to what it was in the state of Illinois, I had to get the hell out. It's gotten far worse than it was in 2009 when I left.
I got an all-Democratic sanctuary city here in Akron, Ohio, that just elected a Muslim mayor. Stay tuned.
Where's Ron Rex? Where's Ron Rex?
I imagine that's going to go really well.
Not really.
I was
Not
born
really.
And raised in Minnesota, and I can tell you right now, the area that I grew up in is nothing like it was back in the day. I can tell you that much.
That's pathetic.
Well,
Minnesota, and who the legislators, like the mayors are and the Congress representatives are. Think of Minnesota and think of that representation, and you'll see that I'm making a point here.
Took God out of the schools. They took education and ruined it. Just the simple fact of having the difference in an actual belief in moral dignity and giving these kids some type of a path to look forward to, not to go looking for the path, because they took the wrong one.
Yeah. They sure did. I can hear it in people's voices that they're drained from everything today. I mean, you can tell the political arena has really drained a lot of us.
Well, can I give you guys a little bit of encouragement? I don't know how much it's going to encourage you, but I think it's significant given the fact it's coming from Illinois. Illinois, as was many of you probably know, passed a so-called, quote, assault weapons, unquote, registration requirement. Anyone owning an assault weapon has to register it with the state of Illinois or face seizure and or possible imprisonment for violation. Now, they had a grace period after the bill went into effect. They extended it another month or two to see if people would finally start complying with it. Do you realize that the rate of compliance with this law in Illinois counties across the state ranges from 0.5% to 1.8%. The highest rate of compliance was in a solid red state, Cook County, with Chicago and the most liberal progressive Democrats, and they had a compliance rate of like 2%. The people of Illinois saying, you Pritzker and you Illinois legislature, we're not going to comply with this law. There are millions of assault weapons in Illinois, and only a few thousand of them have been registered.
Coming from the state that had an actual railroad hijacking of military assault weapons, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, Sarge, maybe?
Might have been.
Unbelievable, and still unaccounted for. Just like
the railroad car in the southwest that had all the the fertilizer stuff, ammonium nitrate.
You got to remember one thing about Illinois. Illinois is only red because of Cook County and fucking Chicago. That's the only reason it's red. Downstate Illinois is playing with none of this. In rural Illinois and in the suburbs and the exurbs around Chicago, there is almost zero compliance rate. I was so gratified to hear this. I can't even express my joy. At least that's one thing. They are saying, none of this tyranny, Illinois. We ain't having it. You have to come and get them.
But, Sarge, is that not the area that you're talking about? Is that not where more black-on-black murder happens because of the gang violence, the way those guys go on?
Yeah, and almost none of them are being done with the weapons they classify as assault weapons, the standard handgun.
Right, right. Not your AR, not your shouldered rifles. Right, exactly.
No. It's silly, but it's what Democrats do. It's what they do. Nobody else does irrationality like the Democrats. Yeah, the Republicans do corruption, too, but at least it's rational corruption. The Democrats do insane shit, and they're corrupt.
And lie about it.
God, I mean, yeah, and lie to your face about it. There's nothing like these Democrats, nothing.
Democrats. They're all demons, I'm telling you.
They're insane. I mean, they're possessed. They got demonic possession or something. I don't know what's with these crazy people. Did you see this crazy-eyed woman in Colorado who was disappointed about the fact that the Supreme Court read the Constitution and said Section 5 means that the state cannot enforce an insurrection to keep somebody off the ballot? That says it right there. They don't have jurisdiction in the first place because it didn't happen in your jurisdiction according to the Constitution. It happened in Washington, D.C. Didn't happen in Colorado. If it happened in Colorado, you could have charged with insurrection under your laws of that state. But it happened in D.C. And it's dense. She's up here saying how disappointed she was to be in court. And I'm looking at this fool, and her eyes are crazy. They're literally going in different directions. I mean, she's got wide open eyes, and she looks like some kind of possessed creature.
Look over here. Are
Why
you
do we kiss these people?
That's the truth. Hey, Colorado's no joke. That place right there, when it set off the whole the legalization of marijuana and the drugs, they tried to turn that into Amsterdam. Is what they tried to do with that.
Oh place. Man, that is just magic.
Out there at Colorado Springs at the Olympic boxing trials when I was fighting. And I'm going to tell you right now, kiss my ass. You can have Colorado. You can take that with California. Both the seas can go right in the sea. Splash down. There's no good out there. When they put up fentanyl boxes or they put up these boxes because they know they have a problem. I understand you're trying to curb the problem, but you're also inviting more of it to happen in public restaurants or wherever that you can just walk up like a stamp machine and get yourself a box of Narcan. Are you shitting me? Or you can – they're talking about doing it with actually getting hypodermic needles so that they can control the spread of disease and buildings or areas where they can actually go and do their drugs and be monitored by doctors that the taxpayers will pay for to watch them do their drugs so they don't overdose. Let them. That's a choice you make. If that's a choice you make, you get an opportunity. You get one pass to fix yourself. Everybody should get one pass. The second time, hey, bye-bye, fruit. You chose that road.
Yep, you chose it.
Well, just so you know, Katie Hobbs in Arizona has vetoed that bill that would authorize Arizona police to arrest illegal aliens. So that part of the border that the illegal alien invasion is now diverting from Texas to Arizona because they can't get through Texas anymore. That means that Arizona is now going to be the new focus of the illegal alien invasion. With this dummy, illegal dummy they got in charge of Arizona.
Well, now we're moving them into a corner. We're getting them closer in charge. It's like, what, you get surrounded by everybody when you're in a fight. You can look at them and say, I got you. Everybody, I can see where I got you. I'm right where I want you. Nobody can move without me seeing them. Push them down
Could
in the
be.
Corner, and then
And then they'll just give them California. They'll say, you can just have California.
So, yeah, could be.
That's a bad – trust me, what we saw, and this was a big question I had for a long time, I know for a fact that for the last 10 or 15 years between Pablo Escobar, the Tunnel Guy, all these different cartels, that when you had watched movies or you understood what coyotes were and you paid for trafficking to get from one side over to here, you talked about 10 or 12 people that might come through in a group in a month. Now, the cartel, no matter what, you paid them, or they cut your head off and they put your head on a stick and hung you out to dry. You paid that money. I'd like to stop the press and ask them when they showed this parade of people marching right up through the cartel's territories. And I'm talking, we're talking thousands of them that day. I forget when the first one had 8,000 people coming. I thought to myself, who's paying the cartel all this money? Who does each one of these people have to pay 10 years ago, $10,000? Who is funding all these tickets so that the cartel don't kill everybody? Somebody did. Joe Biden, maybe? Mayorkas? Biden crime family? I don't know. Sure seems like a good plan if you're in business for 50 years and you haven't done nothing for the country to screw it a little better and invite everybody to the big party and make the deal with the cartel so they don't kill your kid for the money he owes them. Put that in a pipe and smoke it. That's some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with this cartel and this border because somebody's got to make deals with these people because they will kill you. They will come across the border and they will kill everything they see. That's it. They don't care. You think people don't care about, like Sergeant says, Democrats have lost their minds. These people have a bloodlust for killing. Look what goes on down there. You either abide by their laws or they kill you. They cut your heads off. Or they cut them to your family and take your kids and they'll threaten them. It's insane how this goes on and people think that this is all okay. It's got to be a coordination somehow or another. It has to be for this much of it to go on. Because, like I said, there is no way that these cartel leaders are going to say, okay, yeah, we'll let 5,000 go a month. 500,000? Oh, no, bullshit. Sit down here. We just get somebody in here with a calculator. We're going to have to figure this one out. Somebody's going to have to come off their wallet big time. And it had to happen. I want to know who it was. I want to know which American did it, because I like to have 5 minutes alone with them just to chit-chat. It's sickening because it affects everybody all through the country and all through the world eventually. They've turned this into just a toilet. Everybody's got CDD, the circling the drain disease. Flush it, and everybody's going down. If you got kids, younger kids, or you got grandkids, I can't imagine. I have two nieces that are 13 years old, identical twins, and I'll probably go to prison or get killed over them in the next year. I believe it. I see it. I can see it happening. For standing up for him, because I'm not going to let somebody walk all over me or my family. It's not going to happen. If I'm the martyr, I'm the martyr. But I hope I go with a loud voice and not a like my dad said, carry a stick and walk soft. And
you know what? Hey, you guys, I'm going to put something in the chat room here I'd like you to take a look at. And what you're going to look at is not the Mexican CJNJNG cartel. Now, there, right there, right there is a link to that. You will look at a column. It looks like about a brigade-sized column of armored vehicles, men in full battle rattle. I mean full battle rattle, Kevlar helmets, communication gear, camouflage, a belt-fed assault weapons, turret-mounted Bravo 240 machine gun, grenade launchers, and everything. Look at that. That is a Mexican drug cartel. They look just like the Mexican armed forces. They look and are equipped just like the Mexican armed forces. Look at them. It's a brigade. Watch how they fan. Well, look at how they fan the camera down the column. That is a brigade-sized unit. Just look at it.
If they wanted to come across that border, there ain't nothing stopping them. Nothing.
I implore you to look at that video. It pans down the length of the column. It looks like a brigade.
And that's something that's
and
not
they're all
that's
equipped.
Not Photoshop.
They are
that's,
well
that's
equipped with top,
footage.
Yeah, with top quality uniform equipment. I mean,
yep.
It's, their equipment is uniform, like it was brought from quartermaster stocks.
They rival. The Mexican military is afraid of them, period. They are their own country, and that CJKN, where the New Generation Cartel, that's the closest one to America for a trade route for that they all fight over all the time since, what's his name, Pablo and what's the other guy?
Pablo Escobar.
And then his
yeah.
own, the newest guy, his kid got hemmed up in Chicago, too. Dang it, I forget his name. He dug the tunnel.
Ochoa?
And escaped.
Ochoa?
He escaped it. I can't remember. Is that it? Anyway, but those guys, when they went to jail, when this last guy went to jail, the vacuum of power, that's when that CKNG started. And that's when that guy and girl went down there on the jet skis, and they were out there in the open water and got killed. And she tried to save her husband and put his body on that jet ski and make it back over to the where they rented the jet skis from, and that cartel said, no, you're not getting his body. I don't know if they ever did give that body up to that lady. Because they said, no, you guys don't, you're told not to come over this way, we'll kill you. And they did. I mean, they did, and that started the whole thing, because that's right there in that peninsula. But that group of people right there, there's people on YouTube that actually talk about it, but they kind of shut that guy down. It's I have to get his name, but he's been Mexican military, and he was part of a group that was intervening in you call those guys, the negotiators. And his interdiction team, he ended up getting kidnapped himself, and he comes on and tells the stories on Sean Ryan's show, who was a former Navy SEAL, and he was also on Jocko's podcast, who's a Navy SEAL also former. And they, he talks about the brutality that we can't even imagine. And he says that he is the sad part is these people coming in from the third world. He goes, Mexican cartels are evil. He goes, but they learned this shit from somebody. He goes, they learned it from Israel. He goes, these Israelis are bad people. They have an agenda to kill. When they kill, they do bad things. And I thought to myself, you got to be shitting me. And he tries to teach classes and stuff, but that group of – that I saw that video that you're talking about, Sarge. That, if they wanted to come across this border, we couldn't respond fast enough, let alone we'd probably have our Secretary of Defense would probably be in the hospital or he'd be on a cot somewhere and he wouldn't answer the phone. You know, or that son of a bitch and president would be out back napping. You know, these guys can't even report to themselves, and they're going to let this go, too. That's another thing. You know, we watch this happen at the top of our military where these guys just have no response. I mean, my father is a drill instructor for the Marine Corps at Parris Island. He's turning over in his grave and probably thinking, why in God's name did I ever go to Vietnam to fight for this kind of shit to happen for this country? I can't – all the guys that give their time, their lives, they're dedicated, they volunteered to do this for this country are being – they're pissing in their face, every single one of these politicians, by letting this happen. And then they sit – these politicians sit on TV and say, well, you know, there has to be more reform for the legal immigration. Well, no, there doesn't have to be. We can stop what's happening now, and we can talk about if there needs to be some more let in. That's we can discuss that at a table. We don't discuss it once they're here, and you got a court date in 13 years.
See, that's just it, though. We keep putting this cart, this immigration cart, before the horse. The immigration policy of the United States should not be geared to what's best for the illegal aliens. It should be geared for what's best for American citizens and people legally resident here. We've got
That's
it backwards. We're doing exactly backwards. We're acting as though we exist to provide a home for illegals who want to leave their country and come here. Now, I understand that, this, first of all, stop this bullshit about this country being a country of immigrants. It isn't. It's a country made up of mostly citizens, many of whom were once upon a time immigrants. Let's get it straight. Don't let them start off with this phony. Don't let them start off with this phony promise that we've got to swallow to enable them to make their argument easier. Reject
That's
it
right.
every time you hear it. It's a nation of citizens. So when they start that shit, put them in their place right away and tell them our immigration policy is supposed to be geared for our country and what is best for it, not for the immigrants. If we can do that, fine. So they can come in, fit in, and add to the value of this country, as immigrants once upon a time mostly used to do. You know why? Because it wasn't a great big welfare state. That's why. The ones who came here knew they had to sink or swim, and they had to work and make for themselves. And for the most part, that's exactly what they did until recently when we created this great big-ass welfare state.
And these people that we're talking about, the ones that had to come here and swim and take that chance, are so pissed off at these ones coming now because they have got the airline tickets, coach, first class, second, it don't matter, their buses. They got a pass to get here where they don't have to fight for a damn thing. And the problem with it is they're breaking international law when they're, if they're seeking asylum,
exactly.
they're not going to the nearest country that can provide them shelter from their tyranny. They're coming. They're saying they can just come from wherever, all over the globe, to America. Pick a city. Well, you're supposed to go from.
What you're referring to is the safe harbor provision, third country safe harbor, and that's what Donald Trump was enforcing. And that was one of the first things that this bastard Biden repealed when he got in office.
Right.
One of the first of his executive orders to repeal that, along with Title 42, along with all the other policies that Donald Trump had in place that has largely mitigated this crisis to something that was manageable.
Well, I can say this. I've looked enough into the past and done the research, you know, and I know for a fact that when we talk about blackmail, corrupt, who's got the thumb on who, you can be the most evil, corrupt cabal in the world, but you just can't walk into a government. You can't walk into a country and do what's happening here unless you have people on the inside that have infiltrated and got dirt on somebody, just like they did Woodrow Wilson when they found out that a lady had sexual affair with Mr. Wilson in his college years. They put the binders on him. They told him, you get this Federal Reserve Act passed or we're going to tell your wife. It was $40,000 he couldn't afford to pay out of his pocket to shut this guy up. But the other guy knew somebody and said, hey, I'll take care of that for you. In steps one of the cabalists, I'll call him now, and puts that money up and then has Woodrow Wilson in his pocket, who therefore in the next year has a Supreme Court judge nominated. Nobody talks about that. I just found this out in the last 6 days. Couldn't believe it. So you're talking about government corruption that we don't know about, and you're going to tell me that Joe Biden's been in this government 50 years and he's not corrupt? Bullshit. I don't care what you say. 5 months he's in there because it only took 2 years to find out that the CIA had gone upside down from when it was created. Fuck it. Sick. I'm going to jump off a bridge, you guys. I got a cape and a pair of red boots and a blue cape. I look good. I got my mask on, but that's all I'm wearing. I'll talk to you later. I'm going flying, and I don't know if I'm coming back. One dive into the concrete.
Well, any last words?
I give up.
No, you don't. Not yet. We ain't letting you give up just yet. It ain't time to surrender.
All right, sir, give us some inspiration then.
I'm with you on that. I'll stick around till the end.
All right, listen, here's the inspiration.
The events of the last few weeks and months have provided me with more inspiration I've had in a while. There's still a lot of patriots out there who know what time it is. They have an idea of what needs to be done. More and more getting more information of what needs to be done every day. Donald Trump is rallying. Look, I know people say don't put too much stock in Donald Trump. I'm not. I'm saying he is the end of the beginning of this, or the beginning of the end of this, however you want to put it. We need to be started just on the road back to restoring the republic. And I think Donald Trump is the only candidate with a shot at winning who's going to be able to start the process rolling. So we get him in there. We get some congressmen to let him have an effective Congress through which he can get most of his agenda passed. And I think we'll be on the way. I have reasonable assurance that that will take place. And again, the key to ensuring that happening is election integrity. And we've got to work on getting that done. And I think more and more people are awakening to the realization that that's got to be a top priority, along with stopping this illegal alien invasion.
100%. I think that if that election integrity isn't upheld this time around, they may have an insurrection that they won't forget. Because I think it'll be enough that'll be, hey, this shit just can't go on. Just like with Joe's stuff. This stuff can't happen like this. You've made no attempt to fix it. You've shown us that you haven't fixed it. You can't keep putting the people in place. They've tried to do it all over the world. Hey, you're not going to do it here anymore. We're not going to let you. So we're going to give them one more chance, and then I'm going in and I'm starting to yank wigs and mustaches off. And if you're not with me, the hell with you then. Get out of the way, they say. I'm going to snatch up some wigs and some mops.
There you go. There you go.
But I hope that's what happens. I can't believe they haven't changed nothing election-wise, and it's like Joe's already had his today.
Just think of the benefit of getting Donald Trump elected. We got all kind of leftists who maybe for the first time in their lying lives will really mean it if they're going to flee the country if Donald Trump gets. That alone is worth getting rid of a lot of them. Just to get Trump elected, just get rid of any of them would be worth the price of admission for me.
Jeez. Yeah, that would be, yeah. Or if they're so dead set on letting immigrants or invaders in, just go ahead and relinquish their citizenship to them, and they can leave. Trade off. There you go.
I'd be happy. I'd be satisfied with that. That sounds a good idea to me.
One for one. That's right. Fair deal.
You can go to Belize or wherever it is you want to go. Run.
Yep. Yeah.
Take off. See ya. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord switch. Bye.
Boom. See ya.
Joe from Montana. Where you been? Hey, everybody going to get cut off here. You going to call in now? Call in now. 60 seconds.
Sounds like you're asleep, Joe. Are you asleep?
Oh, I was leaning back in the chair listening to you guys. You know?
I knew it. Pay attention. If you don't buy nothing all night, pay attention.
And I actually set up for a while.
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
No, I was pretty hot earlier today. I admit. I was like, oh. And then when Kat was talking, I was like, can I just like expand on what you're saying? Because she was like so like right on with my line of thinking. And anyway. And then, yeah, I got kind of hot tonight, too. It's been a hot night, put it that way.
Yeah, we should all get, it should be
night.
Like that every
we have
night.
A lot of frustrations
like that
we've been getting out tonight.
Every night should be like that until we get this problem, at least get some kind of control over it and whatever. But I'm going flying, you guys. You keep your head on a swivel and remember one thing. If God don't love you, I do. Over and out.
All right. All right, that's weird.
Good night,
all right, guys. I guess my last words. If nobody else can chime in here, hang on. I guess, boy, you guys are all leaving now, huh? Boy. All right. Let's see here. Still there?
I'm still
here. Everybody was there. Oh, okay.
It is a weird night, I guess.
How much far?
Hang on, I got a couple people here
who
want their hands up
at?
Here. Oh, wait. Here we go. We got some people with their hands up. Go ahead, guys. You can connect here. Sorry about that, guys. We got some time left. Go ahead. Everybody's unmuted. Go ahead.
Free for all, I believe. They should let all of them keep coming over. Come on over the border. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Nothing to see here now. Bring them all. Fuck it.
You're all unmuted. You're all unmuted. Go ahead, Suzette. Suzette, you're on there, too. I hear his voice.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Let Suzette go first. God
damn fucking
cell phone.
Oh, I know Suzette.
On,
I'm sorry. All right, forgive
all
me.
Right,
forgive
Suzette,
me.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Suzette. You're live.
Oh, this is Kat. I had to hang up earlier. I'm sorry.
Kat, I'm sorry, Kat. I got you confused with Suzette. You two sound a little bit alike, actually.
No.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Have y'all heard from her? How is Suzette? How's she doing? Have y'all heard from her?
Yes, she was sick, actually, last time she came on the podcast. I don't know if you remember that or not. She was feeling a little under the weather. And then after that, I really didn't hear too much. So hopefully she is okay.
Yeah. She's a good person.
Oh, yeah.
I just
very good person.
Say, if y'all want some really good information, I've been listening to this guy, and actually I got a subscription to his feed. His name is Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z, on Twitter. And he has a he's on Rumble also, and he has a this foundation he started called the Foundation for FoundationForFreedomOnline.com. He used to work in the State Department, and he can put things in perspective for you quicker than listening to, you know, well, you won't ever hear any of this information on mainstream media.
Yeah, yeah.
But his name is Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z, and I really encourage you to start listening to him. He can explain to you how the foreign policy establishment controls the State Department and the Department of Defense and the CIA and how they all interact with each other to, control everything, really. That's where the real power in this world lies, is the foreign policy establishment. When people talk about the cabal or the elite, this guy actually makes you understand what's going on. I just thought I'd give you all that information if you wanted to reach out and start following him or, you know, just start somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. Yeah, good advice and good suggestion, actually, yes. That's a good place. And you're 100% accurate. The people behind the scenes are not the Obamas and the Bushes. there's lots of other people behind the scenes, you know?
You know, I talked to Sarge about this. I think that Biden is going to stay in until the convention, and then he's going to get out. He's going to just withdraw his nomination, and Michelle Obama's going to come in. Even though she announced recently she's not interested in being president, I think it's all a charade.
I agree.
She will draw back that black vote, the woman vote. I mean, I follow these women on Instagram. I don't follow them. I mean, you know, I kind of do because they're, I like I quilt and think and sew. So, and I like to follow fashion. So those are the kind of accounts I follow. And these women that are just, they have everything in the world going for them, and they are totally for Biden, and I don't understand it at all. I don't know how any woman could be. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. Huh. That's an interesting point you just made right there. That's an interesting, because we never talk about that, the women on that, you know, the women part of that. Yeah, you know, that's pretty, the light bulb just went on, actually. We never discussed the women of the behind the scenes also, or the women that are out there in society. Why they go for Biden? Why do they do that? You know? That's an interesting topic.
Huh. It's a liberal mindset. they overlook, you know, Trump has just been portrayed as this vulgar rapist, right? So that's all they see him as, even though he's never been convicted of rape. They're all convinced he raped this woman. Who all still on here?
Oh, we got everybody on here, I think. Ron Reck, you're next. Go ahead, Ron Reck. And then we got Sarge on here still. We got Lorianne still.
Oh, my God.
Boy, and a few other stragglers.
Oh, now I get to talk. Now I get to talk.
Well,
no.
Well, don't blame me.
Kat, why don't you? Kat,
why
don't you? I will. You know I love you too much not to. I try to call you, you old crabby old Karen. You called me.
I
told you that, but you didn't pick up.
I told my ear to get crabbier.
Well, hey, I still love you. Doesn't matter. The more crabby you get, the more I love you. Doesn't matter. God, get interested in that. Just keep it up. Keep it up.
You're a sick old son of a bitch, is all I can say.
I'm just an easy punch over as all the fuck I am. Anyway, I'm going live here in 22, 3 minutes, so y'all give a shit.
Okay.
My show.
All right, everybody, listen up. Ron Reck, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes, Ron Reck.
We'll be live. Why do we call it Ron Reck? It's not the name of the show. I mean, yeah, I know I'm famous, and everybody loves me, and praise Jesus.
That's just me. I always go by the name. I don't know. That's just one of my things.
Joseph, I'm just giving you shit, brother. I don't care. Joseph, but matter of fact, I really want to talk to you in the first place. I'm so sorry about your loss. God damn it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I just think you were promoted. Let's do it again next time, and I'll help you. All right? Next time, I'll help you.
Deal.
Do it again.
Deal.
I promise you. I will help you. I'll show you how to promote shit. I can promote rock concerts. It can sell out to 100,000 fucking people. I could surely promote you.
Ron, check it out, though. Not to make excuses, but, you know, I still had a little bit of baggage going on in the background. That's really distracted me, you know? You know what I mean?
We'll get together personally, but, yeah. It don't matter. It does not fucking matter. You still qualified to be on the ballot, didn't you? So there you go. But that's kind of a hint to realize something that all the other, if you had been shit in your past or whatever like that bullshit, it can go away. It should go away.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Really, in reality, it should go away. So, and I'm a big, you know, I mean, people go do stupid shit. We get caught. We go to jail under their fucking rules, under what they want, not what you want. Nor does the people. I've proven it. So, you know, I told Judge one time, I said, well, if the people are the victim, I need to have a goddamn son of a bitch in the state of Missouri here to testify. But that's the truth. And then they go, well, we're here representing. No, you're not. You're representing something totally different. You're only elected by a small group. You're not fucking voted by the whole state. So, you see what I'm saying? So, how could you argue that? Because they're saying it's the state of, you know, whichever state you're in. But, you know, just a small number of people in your county, in the cities and stuff in your county, are the ones that voted, you know, whoever, judge. You know, so it's just one of the things. It's all about money. I mean, my next thought in my mind is, had to go to court, I have to go to court for any fucking reason again. First time you go in there, and they go, how do you plead? I'm not going to plead. I'm going to ask you how much do you want. Let's get through this shit real quick, like a drive-through restaurant, because, you know, so back to this, doesn't matter. When you come in here, it's always going to be about some fucking money. So how much do you want? Let's get this fucking over with. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's all about when it comes down to the goddamn end of it. It's about money more than one way, though. People don't realize it's more than one way. One, your pocket. Two, the state's pocket. The federal government. Because they lock you up in jail for some time, they get paid by them fuckers. And a lot of states now have started to bark a little bit about not getting no money. The cost of fucking housing is getting more pricey. The profits ain't there for these people. They're not getting too fucking happy about it. Now, you got all these motherfuckers coming over this border like that. Now, man, we need to build fucking prisons the size of fucking military bases. Bigger. You know, bigger, better, and better. That because we're going to need them. Fucking need them. So, and I'd be, oh, my God, that's spinning. Well, yeah. Why don't we get some of these fucking people that are in jail that has no fucking victims, nobody, and throw them the fuck out and put people that are fucking really bad people that hurt people, rape, rob, and pillage, in the fucking jail. The right people. What's the right people in jail? You know, you get caught doing something fucking stupid, driving a driver's license. But here comes fucking Hector Gonzalez, comes across the border, rapes, robs, and kills people. That motherfucker gets right out the door next day.
Hey, Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
That's coming. That's coming, Ron. That's going to be the next thing. They want crime to get so. I said this when they started that defund the police. Crime's going to get so bad, people are going to be throwing money at government to build big prisons. You just watch.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. It's going to be. Yeah. I mean, it's already happening. They've already got riots starting in New York, Chicago. You know, there was a story I just read about a little 14-year-old girl got raped.
No, really?
People got killed. What's that?
No, is it really starting like that? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, wake up to this shit, because here's the fucking deal. Here's the piss offer. These fuckers are going, you know, listen, I'm not saying all we're bad, but, you know, we still get a lot of bad, little good. The thing is, they're bringing it over here, and they're going into cities like New York, okay? And New York's got this whatever bullshit. Nobody can go unhoused or whatever, blah, 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 and the rent's fucking $9,000 a minute, you know, in the city of New York. But they give these people these vouchers, okay? These benefits these people are getting run out in 60 days. So in 60 days, they got to figure something fucking out. You know what I mean? But they're going to keep doing it because they know it's going to get out of control. That money stops flowing into these immigrant fuckers. It's going to get fucking rough quick. I mean, real quick. Already, they're renting rooms out. These motherfuckers had a furniture store, rented the basement out to about 100 of them fuckers for $300 a month. Just for a place to sleep. That was it. You know what I mean? So it's going to get insane. And that's, you know, get ready for it. I mean, this is what they want. This is what they want to do. They want to knock this motherfucker down. They don't want this. It's unbelievable the amount of bullshit that's been hit to this country and the people that ain't doing shit. You ever notice that? Does that ever bother you guys? You know, we the American people, why don't we do something about this? I mean, some people start to see stand-up, but I'm waiting for the big fucking do-rah. I mean, it all goes fucking off. Yeah, well, it's all going to go off at one fucking time, man. It's going to be straight up fucking ugly. But Joe Biden made this happen. Joe Biden's paid to make this happen. So is Hunter. All the crimes they've done, nobody's locked up. You know, Donald Trump does nothing but maybe made a bad call in the amount of property value, which means fucking nothing. That's between him and the goddamn bank, you know. And now he's got to pay $450 million to the state of fucking New York. And now these other bigger companies and shit are leaving. They're leaving. They're running the fuck away as fast as they can get the fuck out of there. So New York is going to become a fucking ghost town really quick. Because if it wasn't Donald Trump, New York would be built up the way it is today, you know. So anyway, that's my
You heard what Letitia James has done already, haven't you? Since her victory with Trump?
You come from.
She is now suing the world's second largest meat packing producers.
Okay.
You know,
that ought to make them happy.
And if I would, well, I mean, these are the guys that put the meat in the meat counters, you know. And if I
was
those guys,
if it's Smithfield, I'm cool with. Let Smithfield go down with count. Because Smithfield's owned by the Chinese.
It's that company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever owns Smithfield or whatever. But if I was them, you know, I would like for them to grow a pair of balls as big as Brahma bulls.
They don't care, boys.
And just say, okay, that's it. We're pulling out. We're pulling everything that we sell in New York off the shelves, and we're not going to sell anything more. And empty the fucking meat counters. Just pull all the meats off the meat counters. And let the citizens of New York deal with her.
Well,
Wait a second, y'all. I understand your sentiment, but you're misinformed. It's not Smithfield. Actually, the company that she's suing is Argentinian. And they actually raise cows here in America. It's not Smithfield. Smithfield mostly does pork.
Right.
They're going
right.
to the beef industry.
Right. I said I wish it was Smithfield. I didn't say how it was. I just said, you know. I wish it was Smithfield getting attacked, but yeah.
No, he said it was Smithfield. No, it's the BC.
Yeah, I know about that.
In this bill they just passed last night or today to fund government, there's a $15 million budget in there to put ankle monitors, these monitors on cattle in America. So they're going to monitor cattle. So when people are raising cattle, these companies are going to have to, they're going to have to, that cow is going to be registered, and they're going to monitor where that cow ends up from birth to slaughter.
Well, yeah,
this is
along
crazy
with digital,
what they're doing.
Along with fucking digital currency, welcome to it. Welcome to it, you guys. Digital currency.
And you know the thing about...
They're monitoring your cattle.
And you know the thing about it is, is that the ranchers already know where those cattle are going and what they're doing and have a record of it, when they were born and when they were sent to market.
That's not the point. The government doesn't have a record of it. With the monitors, don't have a record. So the government, what they want to do is to determine how much beef we are allowed to eat. And so when digital currency, one day, their dream is digital currency. And with digital currency, you will only be able to buy X amount of protein with your money. And also
anything.
Money will have anything, but money will have an expiration date. If you don't use the money, then you don't have it anymore. Y'all have it. But the panhandle of Texas is on fire. There's over 1.5 million acres that have burned up. They don't know how many tens of thousands of head of cows either are dead or they've had to kill. And there's something really funny about those fires. Wherever those fires burn down homes and barns, there's nothing left. There's nothing left of the structure. It's as if nothing had ever been there. So
that's
these are the unusual fires. Y'all need to start reading about those fires up in the panhandle. 88% of the cows, that's where they feed in Texas. That's where they graze. That's where the food comes from, to feed the cow.
Right.
So
that means hay price will be high, so. Because this whole country's still under a drought condition. You know that, don't you? Because the market on fucking hay is going to be fucking insane because of the fires. You know, just getting hay, man. Because ain't shit growing nowhere else. You know, everything, it's warm. We've been up in the 80s. You know, temperature, shit's starting to bloom. I mean, the fucking persistence has been blown up like big yellow balloons, you know. So bring us here in the beginning of March. Unless we get a little freeze in between now and then, but it just, I'm telling you. But
it's early spring.
As far as grass, grass growing or anything out in the field, they ain't doing shit right yet. They're still brown as a motherfucker. We've had a lot of fires here in Missouri. Matter of fact, we lost a fireman here, you know, last week. It's rough. Dry. I mean, it's fucking dry. But yeah, man. I don't know. It's getting crazier by the moment. There's so much shit in news. And tomorrow night, you know, my topic of my show tonight is the State of the Union. So I'm going to get my ass ready to rock and roll over there. So anyway, it was fun, Joe. But I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry it's lost. That sucks. You know, I really hope for you. The next round.
Yeah.
I think we can talk about it. My thing is, you don't want to know. You just ain't out there enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You did a good job. Pat on the back, brother. You did a fine job. You didn't have much help either. So any help, really, did you?
No, that's
anybody
true.
Help you?
Probably about two people, if that.
All right, yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to take off.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anybody else here real quick? No,
all right.
Good. All right. Hey, thanks, everybody. Yeah, thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. I'll be over at your show, yeah. All right, man. Yeah, man. Guys, be good. Be safe. God bless the Republic. And just, hey, thanks for participating tonight. Really appreciate it. Thank you. God bless.
Y'all been asking where the Trump supporters are, right? Why we've been so quiet? Where all the Trumpies at, right? That's what I've been hearing. We've been here the whole time. We don't need a safe space. We don't burn down our cities. We don't riot when things don't go our way. And if we lose a fair one, then we accept defeat with humility. But when you try to rob from us, steal from us, and cheat us, you just started a fight that you're not ready for.